Welcome again, my dear monk friends. This is Christine Valters-Paintner, and this is part two of this month's free podcast on the principle of conversion. And this is a guided Lexia Divina practice with a passage from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 and 19. I'm going to use the NRSV translation for our practice together. And so to begin, I invite you into a comfortable position where you can remain alert, but also relax your body. And then very gently begin to bring your attention to your breath, allowing a few moments to become centered. And if you find yourself becoming distracted at any time, just gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. And allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. And deepening your breath and imagining that as you draw it in, you are welcoming in this gift of life. And as you exhale, letting go into this moment, releasing whatever thoughts or worries or anxieties are keeping you from being fully here. And just letting this rhythm of breath allow you to sink more deeply into the silence. And I'm going to read this passage from Isaiah twice through slowly. And I invite you to listen for a word or a phrase that feels significant right now for you, that is shimmering or capturing your attention, even if you don't know why. And then just gently repeating that word to yourself in the silence that follows. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And so again, just gently repeating whatever word or phrase is shimmering for you today. Just quietly in your heart. And then I'll read the text again. And this time for the second movement, allow this word or phrase which has caught your attention to spark your imagination. And so letting your imagination unfold, paying attention to images, feelings, or memories that are stirring, and just being with whatever rises up. Do not remember the former things, or consider the things of old. I'm about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So again, just savoring this word or phrase, and then just noticing images, feelings, or memories that rise up in the silence. I'm going to read the text again. This time, listen for an invitation that is rising up out of your experience of prayer so far. And holding this word or phrase and whatever images or memories or feelings that have been evoked, what is the new invitation that God might be extending to you today? A new awareness or a new action, just listening for whatever that might be. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So just sitting in the silence for a few moments, listening for whatever the invitation might be out of your prayer. And then pausing this recording if you need more time, but otherwise moving into a time of silence and stillness. This is always the final movement of Lectio, where we have a chance to just let go of everything that has come in our prayer and just sink into an experience of the presence of God, and just resting into silence. And returning to your breath if you find yourself getting distracted. And then again, if you long for more time in silence, then just pause this recording. And just honor that space of being rather than doing. And then just gently connecting with your breath again, letting your breath slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from your inner experience to a more outer experience, outer awareness. And then give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth in your everyday life. And consider taking a few minutes just to journal about what you experienced in your prayer, maybe writing down the word or phrase, the feelings, memories, and images, and the invitation that seems to be taking shape in your heart in these days. And if you've enjoyed this experience of Lectio Divina and found it helpful, you might consider taking the 6-week guided Lectio Divina online class through Abbey of the Arts. And thank you again for spending this time with me and for giving me the privilege of accompanying you through prayer and wishing you an abundance of blessings.